Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. Not because it's loud, but because it feels exactly like the person behind the screen. A microsecond connection, and the rest is curiosity. I once had a client who could only say, "We need something more modern." After digging, sketching, in one careful question, we found their real ask, trust from cautious buyers. That one insight changed the whole design and saved a stalled project. Today, we're decoding how to hear what's unsaid and turn it into visuals that sell. We'll walk a three-act pipeline, diagnose the brief, rapid prototyping tactics that actually persuade, and a real studio case where this method closed the deal. Stick with us. This one will sharpen your client radar fast.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Wendy, co-host and creative workshop leader, here with Michael to guide you through today's episode.
I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios. Today, we're focused on one high-leverage skill, translating vague client language into clear visual strategy. On the menu, how to diagnose a brief with targeted listening prompts, tool-agnostic prototyping techniques you can use right now, and a step-by-step case study where a three-option pitch transformed a stalled rebrand into measurable growth. Ready? Let's start with the foundation. Segment 1. Diagnose the brief. First rule, the client's first sentence is rarely the whole brief. Your job is to inventory what's explicit and surface what's implicit. Start calls with three listening prompts. Who are we designing for? What feeling should this spark? How will you measure success? Ask them out loud, then listen to what they don't say. If they avoid metrics, that's a flag. If they talk about competitors' tone, that's a clue to positioning.
A quick example from the studio. A nonprofit told us they wanted bolder visuals. We asked who they hoped to reach. Silence, then younger donors. But their donation form was complex and their social posts were text-heavy. The hidden goal wasn't boldness, it was simplicity that builds trust with a distracted younger audience. Once we reframed that, design choices became obvious.
Listen for three classes of hidden goals: emotional, trust, excitement, nostalgia, behavioral, clicks, holds, shares, and business, LTV, conversion, retention. Map the client's language to one of these buckets and write it on your sketch pad before you touch color. That tiny habit aligns visual experiments to measurable outcomes and makes your proposals easier for stakeholders to evaluate.
Use phrasing that converts worry into clarity. Instead of, "What do you like?" try, "Tell me three brands that feel like the future you're after and what you notice about them." Give them structure to answer. Clients love a simple frame. Also, introduce a constraint question. What must this never do? Negative constraints are gold. They reveal deal breakers you can't discover by asking only about preferences.
Quick tip. When stakeholders use vague adjectives like premium or fun, follow with examples and opposites. Ask, "Premium like Rolex or premium like Patagonia?" Sometimes an adjective hides a range of directions. Narrowing it saves weeks of revisions.
Segment 2, deep dive, tools and prototyping tactics. This is where you turn listening into experiments. Keep these tool-agnostic rituals. First, the one-line brief rewrite. Condense everything into a single sentence that contains audience, feeling, and metric. Second, three-option framing. Safe, strategic, and speculative. Third, a rapid tactile demo. Sketch, annotate, and narrate three 30-second audio cues that explain each option.
If you're analog, sketch three thumbnails on a single page, label them safe, strategic, speculative, and record quick voice notes describing user reaction in one sentence each. If you're digital, build three lo-fi screens or lockups, export as a single PDF, and annotate with one key metric per option. The audio-friendly hack is to narrate a user story. A first-time customer sees the hero, feels trust,
and clicks to a simplified purchase in under 60 seconds. That narrative helps non-designers visualize outcome instead of debating pixels.
Many checklists to use on client calls. 1. Read back the one-line brief. 2. Offer 3 framed options by name. 3. Ask which option they'd choose if they had to pick today. That last question surfaces instinct and short-circuits endless feedback loops.
A short audio demo idea you can use during presentations. Instead of presenting the final visual first, open with a 2-sentence scenario. Imagine I'm a new customer. I land here and I then play or read your one-line user story for each option. It centers the conversation on behavior and metrics, not taste. Try it. Stakeholders change their language when they hear user outcomes instead of design details.
Segment 3. Real-world application. A case from MG Wallace Design Studios. We had a mid-market tech client stuck in indecision. Their brief was refresh the brand. After our diagnosis, we discovered the unspoken brief, reduce churn among trial users. We rewrote the one-line brief to focus on first-week trust signals for curious trial users.
We delivered 3 options. Option A, reassure, with simplified onboarding visuals and trust badges. Option B, guide, with illustrated micro tours and progressive disclosure. Option C, inspire, with bold hero imagery and a narrative welcome flow. Each option included a single metric we expected to move: reduce first week churn by X percent, increase trial to paid conversion, or increase engagement with help content.
We presented as a 3-option conversation, used short user stories to illustrate each path, and asked the team to choose which risk profile matched their business goals. They chose guide, the middle path, and we measured a 12% lift in trial to paid conversions within 8 weeks. The lesson? Aligning visuals to a specific measured business problem turns design into a business lever instead of just decoration.
Key takeaways. First, always translate adjectives into outcomes. Map feelings to behavior and metrics. Second, use the one-line brief plus 3-option framing to create clear decisions. Third, prototype in a way that non-designers can experience. Narrate user stories and tie each option to a single metric. Try these this week and watch how conversations at the review table change.
2 small challenges before our imagination break. 1, on your next client call, read back the one-line brief and ask, what must this never do? 2, build a single-page deliverable with 3 thumbnail options and 1 metric per option. If you want worksheets to guide this, head to mgywdstudios.com/submit.
Imagination break. Quick exercise. Find a pen and a blank page. First minute, rewrite a recent vague brief into 1 line. Audience, feeling, metric. Next 3 minutes, split the page into 3 columns, labeled safe, strategic, speculative. Sketch 1 thumbnail per column and write 1 sentence user story under each. After 3 minutes, pick the option you'd present and jot the single metric you'd expect to move. This rehearsal trains your translation muscle and builds confidence in client meetings. Ready? Go.
Welcome back. If you followed along, you now have a rough one-line brief, 3 visual directions, and a metric tied to each option. Those 3 things are your immediate studio deliverable. They focus feedback and make decisions measurable.
For downloadable templates, rehearsal scripts, and the 3-option PDF template we mentioned, visit mgwdstudios.com/submit. If you need a custom logo or a presentation that converts, check mgwdstudios.com to see what we build and how we work with teams to turn ambiguity into measurable results.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into visual mind reading and turning unspoken briefs into design that sells. Tease for next episode, we'll unpack storytelling with microanimations and how tiny motion can lift conversions. If this sparked something, subscribe, leave a review, and share this with a fellow designer who needs a clearer brief. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.